Great. Hope you had a great session so far. My name is Ashutosh Tripathi, and I'm going to talk today about using Microsoft Visio for business transformation. So the full agenda looks like something like this. First, why should we talk about business transformation at all? And how does Visio enable business transformation? What are the trends that are impacting your business? And how does Visio roadmap empower you to cope up with these changes, be ahead of those changes, and transform your businesses? And what is business transformation in the new world? Business transformation in the world of data, in this age of data, which is increasingly rapidly. So this is what I'll cover today. And at the end of the session, my goal is to introduce you to a very powerful way of creating business, starting business transformation, democratizing that to your organization, sharing that to your organization, and also how to correlate your business results that you aspire for through the business transformation that you want to do to your execution or operational efficiency, how those can be in sync together, and how does Visio help there? All right, just a very quick few words about myself. I'm Group Program Manager for Microsoft Visio. I have been GPM in Word Online team, Word for Android, and also web and mobility clients for Link, now known as Skype for Business. Of course, my areas of interest obviously includes communication, collaboration, and productivity solution. Then finding solutions to real-life problems through technology is something that I'm very passionate about. I did my MBA from University of Delhi, and I also hold an electronics and communication engineering degree from the same university. All right, so why business transformation? Why should we talk about this at all? Now, this is something that shouldn't surprise you, but let me put this up. Of the Fortune 500 companies in 1955, 89% are gone. And why so? Because change happens. Things change, and they change very fast. If you are leading the change, you are excelling, and you, of course, are the leaders there. If you at least are in pace with the change, you survive. But if you are lagging behind, you're left behind. And this is, we are talking about 60 years, and we talk about, you know, lots of businesses changed, lots of processes changed, business model changed. I was in Gold Coast about 18 years back. And at that point of time, of course, we were going to all the places, Surfers Paradise, all the theme parks. And the biggest activity that we were doing at that point of time, after all this thing, was clicking ourselves, rushing to a nearest photo studio, getting those images printed and mailing them across. And it's just 18 years ago. Now you come back and see none of that actually happens. Things change, they change dramatically. And if you are keeping pace with the change, sometimes the companies that have survived, who have envisioned those changes, have been able to see, lead also, in some cases, to those changes. So let's see. Why is this happening? What is the main reason you see these changes happening? The first thing is shorter innovation cycle, and I'm going to focus a little bit on this. And of course, then there are multiplier effect of always on telecommunicating, telecommuting. Now, when we talk about shorter innovation cycle, why does this happen? So I had been perplexed by this question in terms of, you know, the speed of innovation is increasing every decade. The first big thing that you find which has a measurable impact in terms of which is a transition period with respect to innovation that was happening earlier and later was something middle of 14th century, 1450. And I thought that if you look at the period before that and after that, there is huge, huge difference. And the reason has been, in my opinion, is the printing press. What happened essentially was that knowledge was created, It was distributed to a very wide audience. So a bunch of things that you see here. A, of course, a lot of information is being shared across. A lot of people get into this, and that creates a multiplier effect. And of late, you have seen that in the last couple of decades, the information is much more easily shared. It is available, and as a result of which, the speed of innovation is much, much faster now. And we are dealing with a period where, of course, 60 years is a very long time. We're dealing with a period where 5 to 10 years are probably very long for a lot of companies who are not keeping pace with change, not looking at what's happening, and not leading the change will actually become extinct. People talk about even businesses getting extinct as well. So I'm not going to talk a lot more. You might have already looked at those facts. So what happens now? What we see now in the last decade or so is that information is increasingly available rapidly. There are lots of data, lots of information. But what's the problem? The problem is, again, what Satya says, is what is scarce in all of this abundance is human attention. So how do we create this attention? Of course, the good part is that we have that capability by nature. We have essentially strong capability to understand some of this data if it is presented in certain form. So you'll be surprised to know that it takes about just 13 milliseconds for human brain to process the image, while it takes 60,000 times more processing for a brain to understand the same amount of text that describes it. So that's quite natural for us to think about a lot of this data, a lot of this information needs to be communicated visually. So that's the one of the strong reasons why we talk about Visio, and we'll talk about more facts later in this. The first thing is that when you think about work visually, Visio empowers you to create absolutely anything visually. And I was surprised when I actually meet our customers. They create so many wonderful things that is applicable to their work, which is almost we never thought of. We met some of our customers in health industry, and they had created the anatomical or description of human spine in Visio, the diagram. And they had also created the way you could actually see impact that can be seen if something moves around. And that's, of course, may not be 100% accurate, but it was good enough for a lot of people to understand that. Visio enables collaboration when you visualize certain things, and the collaboration here, as I explained earlier, creates this whole multiplier effect about the process, about the idea that you are actually creating, because now you have got essentially your entire team, entire workforce who can work on it and create much more value than you had originally thought of. The third important thing, which is getting more critical with this age of data explosion and bunch of information that is being shared across, is essentially how to communicate one version of the truth. And we'll talk about all of these things in greater detail in the next few slides. All right, so just a very quick introduction about Visio, if you've not used before. So Visio is industry's leading diagramming solution. And one of our customers has this very kind remark about us, is that this is the best invention since pen and paper. I use it to organize complex ideas constantly. And this is where this whole analogy of, you know, printing press comes into picture, being able to visualize things, being able to share across, that multiplies the innovation spirit that you're actually having in your organization. Now, let me move further and talk about who all uses Visio and just a very quick. So Visio is used in a bunch of industries. In fact, as a very diverse usage we'll find. Most of the industries use Visio just for different reasons. In manufacturing and engineering, you'll find all the plans that they create. They have drawings they've created. engineering drawings are there. There's an entire manufacturing pipeline that have been created through Visio. I was with a customer, and they had actually put up their entire electric wiring, which runs into, you know, hundreds of meters into that Visio diagram. And, of course, you could actually see that to scale. A lot of financial services companies use it for the very reason that they have a mission-critical application. They want to make sure that a bunch of things which relate to risk control, a bunch of things which require a high amount of accuracy and security is addressed here. Of course, retail stores operate and use Visio in their operations. But you'll find that apart from the layouts that we're talking about, store layouts, they use Visio extensively also to look at their inventory and create some of these bill of materials and inventory, because Visio allows you to associate data with the shapes. And I was surprised one of our customers were actually using to map their entire layout chain with this Visio, and they could drill down to a very specific micro level and also zoom out to see the big picture as well. Similarly, you'll find it's used in IT for network architecture. It also in terms of how you have organized your infrastructure. In HR, it's used very widely for describing your organizational structure. And all of this, why I'm talking about this is that when you talk about business transformation, a number of these different elements or departments of your organization come into picture. And when you think of transformation, you'll have to think it holistically and include these departments or elements which are part of that process. All right, so how many of you use Visio? Can I see a raise of hands? Great. Thank you so much. And there is a reason why successful people like you and these companies use Visio. And the reason is Visio has been leader in this space and has a strong history of innovations that you see. For example, in 2003, of course, it became part of the office. In 2007, and we are talking about roughly around 10 years back, Visio included data connectivity. It's about 10 years back to include your diagrams with the value of data that we are seeing now. In 2010, with integration with SharePoint, Visio created collaboration scenarios where a number of people can actually collaborate on those documents, the thing that I talked about earlier. And of course, it's available in cloud in 2013. Now, what has changed since 2013? From 2016 onwards, we are actually providing a lot of these improvements, innovation continuously. It's not limited to three-year cycles. Essentially, if you are into subscription, you will get most of these innovations roughly around a few months, maybe a quarter or a couple of months. There are a number of things that they have been, we believe that it is a requirement for our customers. It is something that you need to enable your businesses. We come out with those, and a lot of these things have happened over those period of time. So coming back to when we talk about work visually, let me drill down further on each of these a little bit so that this creates that foundation we are talking about of visualizing transformation and how to implement that using Visio and how to track that. The reason why you could create anything visually from Visio is, of course, it has inbuilt 4,000 shapes, 400 stencils, 80 templates, but also you could create your own shapes. We have seen that used very frequently. People create their own shapes, the way they want to describe what's happening in their organization. All of that is possible with Visio, and that's the reason it's very powerful to even claim that you can create anything visually. One of the reasons why Visio is very powerful for collaboration scenarios is, of course, you can access those. A lot of people can provide comments. But at a very micro level, you can actually provide your feedback. For example, you can add comments to the shapes. You can drill into the shape data. And a lot of this information is sometimes becomes very critical when people notice how things are functioning. And we have now, as you'll see in the later part of the session, you'll find that you can actually use any browser as well to collaborate with the recent upgrades that are happening in Visio. So we talked about communicating one version of truth, and what it actually means is that you have essentially entire team, entire partners, customers, if they have to have access to an information, that information is available to them anywhere, and with the information that you actually want to share, of course, this is the same information that each one of them will see. So now let's talk about what are the trends that are impacting businesses, why do we see these trends important, and what Visio can actually do for you in making sure that your business is alive to those trends, leads those, and we are empowering you on that. First thing that you see when we talk about cloud and services, there are a number of advantages. There are a number of things that we talk about when you move to cloud. The first thing that comes to my mind is why cloud is important for the shorter cycle of innovations that we talk about is essentially what I've been saying so far is democratization of information. You have been seeing a number of things with problems earlier, but with cloud, you'll find that the same information is now available to everyone. That's the one of the reasons why it is very critical, apart from other efficiencies and making sure that everyone is getting access to that. The reason why I talk about modern devices is, again, very simple. Modern devices are something that have a power of proximity that we call. That actually means that modern devices are available with you when you need them. You are actually looking at your operations, you are looking at something which are related to your customers, and you have your own devices in the field people will have, and that's a proximity thing, and the power of that with respect to how you can interact with that naturally is also critical. The third thing mentioned here is about intelligence. We talked about data, we talked about a bunch of volume of data available, information available. The most critical part here is that how to comprehend that information, how to use that information, understand that information to make sure that it is applicable to the operations that you are actually running, and you can make inferences, optimize your operations. Ecosystem has been talked about in many different ways. There are multiple dimensions. Only one dimension that I want to focus here is you'll find that when we talk about ecosystem, essentially it's about network of people who are with you or who are solving the same kind of problems. And as I said earlier, this has a multiplier effect. It is important for us to know and for you to know what are these problems that are being solved. Is it an easier way to find out, get those solutions, and reduce the cycle of innovation that you would normally require. So Visio Roadmap will enable your businesses in each of these areas by making sure that some of these capabilities are available for you. For example, once we talk about cloud and services, you'll find ubiquitous consumption. You'll find there's an intuitive diagramming on web that we're coming out with. Visio as service, which is essentially how does it integrate with the existing web or cloud infrastructure that you have. On intelligence, a couple of things why we should focus a little more on that is the data is available. Lots of data is available. Lots of information is available. Making sense of that would be possible if you can visualize that data in form of diagrams, particularly the data that is related with operations or your processes, your efficiencies. How can you actually look at that while you execute on certain things? So we'll have data-driven diagrams. I'll talk a little bit more about that. Then operational intelligence and ecosystem, I mentioned that. So let me drill down a little more further on this. Cloud and services, these are the three things that I mentioned, and let's look at what does it actually mean. So when we talk about ubiquitous consumption, there are three or four things which are very critical. The first thing is that the information that you are actually sharing should be of the same fidelity, highest fidelity as the creator of that diagram has created for. There should be information that you can actually look for the shape data, because that's the power of Visio. When you create certain diagrams, you have shapes and you associate data with that. So when you share that information widely across in your organization, it should be available in the same format. Your data changes, it should reflect on the diagram. And finally, when you're looking at ubiquitous consumption, one of the things that that is important for Visio kind of diagrams, which actually are a representation of the complexity that you will have, is that how can you search those? And finally, on the website of things, we have heard a lot about, you know, being able to create those diagrams, create those visualizations. So In our roadmap, some point of time, you'll have creation in web browser. You'll be able to collaborate on the processes that have been created and look at data linking that is there. Visio as a service as a concept is important to understand because this allows you to integrate with what you already have. The kind of extensibility that should be available to you is to make sure that you can integrate with your own workflows that you have in organizations, so all the representation that you is available. You could actually have a process portal where a bunch of these libraries are available for your users. And finally, the mashup scenarios with the SharePoint, which, of course, some of you might have been using as a service already. All right. The same applies to devices, as I said, apart from the fact that devices are also require some level of fidelity, that some level of zooming capability, which allows you to be in the proximity of things that are actually happening and be able to see how much of detail that is intended to be seen is available with you or not. Those of you who use Visio know the layering format, how different layers can be switched on and off to see different views. So all of that is actually possible. So very quickly, I'll just give a very quick demo on iPad, and then I'll move faster.
Visio, best known for diagram authoring on the desktop, is going mobile. Megan Bowen, operations manager for Fabricam Motors, needs to review her team's work on an assembly line diagram. While on the road, she can do so on her iPad. The Visio diagram opens in full fidelity, so she can see the diagram in high resolution. To orient the view and navigate through the drawing, Megan can add a ruler and grid. She can also add a convenient pan window. The full screen option shows the maximum amount of detail. Megan can use the search function to find items on the diagram, for example, the engine fitting station. Result previews appear even before she completes typing the full search term. Megan can zoom and pan in the diagram to get a more detailed view. A single tap returns her to the normal screen view. Visio Viewer for iPad supports turning on and off diagram layers. For example, Megan can turn on the layers, flowchart, and vehicles to add more context to the diagram. Sharing a Visio diagram with coworkers is easy on the iPad. There are several sharing options. Megan could invite team members to see the diagram or get a link to the diagram, which she could then share in an email or text. Even if recipients don't have access to the Visio desktop app, they can view it in Visio Online. Megan can also print the diagram for her own use.
All right, so this is already out. You can actually download and store, and you can actually view your diagrams, which is stored in OneDrive or Office 365, or you have a local file. Then we talk about our roadmap. We actually believe that for devices like Surface or Windows Surface, it's important for us to create a very natural interface so that you can actually use touch and gesture to actually create diagrams and convert them to Visio. And that will speed up the process of drawing. The other thing is, when you talk about modern devices, it's important to have the same kind of capabilities that you've been using so far. So our roadmap includes things which have been used very actively. And we, for example, reverse engineering was one of the asks that we had. Finally, we talk about templates, and it is important now that when we discuss these ideas, a lot of these ideas which have very complex representation, it requires us to enable things which can be shown visually so that it can be shared with your team and they can make good use of that. On modern devices or Windows for that matter, one of the things that Visio focuses on is accessibility. And the reason for this is we talk about accessibility in different ways. But a lot of one of the reasons that we should consider accessibility as mainstream in products is because it's kind of inclusive design. And this diversity that you actually create in your workforce to be able to contribute to design will increase the speed of innovation. And some of these innovation actually happen, which we think is from the fringe, but they take the center stage if you have enabled those accessibility. So these are a bunch of improvement, including accessibility checker, navigation order, narrator, alt text that have been enabled to improve accessibility for Visio. Now let me briefly talk about data intelligence, and then we'll come back to why these fundamental concepts that I'm talking about are critical here. First is the data-driven diagram. This is something that you'll find very useful. You will have an Excel sheet, which will have your process data, operations data. And this we have observed with a lot of our customers that they have their processes depicted in certain forms. They sometimes visualize these processes in certain activities, and those activities are mapped in some form, and they can be easily converted in a single click to the diagram that you would like to use. Then we're talking about operational intelligence dashboard. This is something that I referred in the very beginning, that when we talk about business transformation, you're talking about business results. It is important to look at those results or business results along with the operational intelligence or the way your execution is happening, how to combine that, and we'll come back to that as we go into detail. So you will find right now we have been able to provide dashboards which was based on different data sources, but the effort now is to actually get that integrated with your business intelligence data or business results data. So let me just show you one quick demo and then we'll move further.
With Visio, you can display data on top of real-world visuals just by linking diagrams to popular data sources. Let's link a new product launch process in Visio with metadata in Excel. Start with a process diagram as swim lanes with functions and timeline information. Metadata like cost, owner, status, start date, and end date are in the Excel workbook. With quick import, Visio automatically identifies the data source, imports the data, links it to shapes, and applies graphics. Edit the default data graphics to display the information just how you want. You can choose from the built-in icon sets, data bars, and text callouts, or you can create custom ones. Add a legend to make your data even easier to understand. Share your data-linked diagrams with anyone across the organization. They can view the process from their web browser. With one-step data linking, you can easily turn diagrams into dashboards and monitor progress in no time. Work visually with Visio. Download a free trial of Visio Pro for Office 365 at office.com/Visio.
All right, so that was something that was done currently with respect to, you know, integration with different data sources and creating graphics that represent your processes with respect to what's happening exactly in the system. Let me briefly touch upon ecosystem and things that we are actually enabling, and this is what we're talking about, multiplier effect. You have a network of people. You have folks who are actually solving the same problem, and they are ready to share that knowledge, how to integrate that and make available for you so that the process of innovation, the process of reducing cycles of innovation becomes faster. So we added content marketplace. We'll have the content that is actually available with you. And also thinking of extending those solutions to the solution space as well, where folks create solutions, third parties and partners, and you are able to access those. And this is, again, the reason why people actually create a lot of good solution on Visio or a lot of good content is the extensibility story. We will extend that to API capabilities so that it integrates with you directly with your business processes. And some of these work that we're talking about will be consistent with Office. Now let me move on to the topic that I wanted to cover in the later half of this presentation, which is essentially what is changing in terms of business transformation in the new age of data, and how does Visio empower you to cope up with this transformation. So So till now, what we have seen is that you can visualize your business transformation. You can actually include entire departments, different components of your organization, and while you visualize that future, you can collaborate, define business model, and you can continuously optimize by using dashboards and looking at real-life data. Now, what's changing faster now is you'll find that we have been talking so far about data-linked diagrams. We talked about you can create visually, you can collaborate, you can communicate, and we said it's quick and easy and it's data-linked. Now it's data-driven. And that actually changes the equation dramatically because you're not spending that much of time on, say, for example, creation of diagram. You're getting very accurate information when you create that diagram. So if you look at this entire thing that we talked about from looking at business process perspective, you create that, you validate with experts, and you finally put into operations, and you're continuously monitoring that. The step that changes here dramatically is your creation part. Right now, for example, you have a bunch of activities. They use certain time. There is a element of resource, space, and all of this are variable. And you look at that data, and then you consult people, you create that, oh, this is my process as is, called as collaborative process modeling. What will change is, and this requires a lot of man hours, it is inefficient, it is prone to errors, and what you can see now is that with intelligent visualization, if you have a lot of this data in templatized form, and we'll talk about that extension as well in a minute, and if you can essentially correlate that thing, and after analysis, you will actually have the diagram ready with you. And that would be a one-step process that we are envisioning, where you can actually pump that data to Visio. Visio will be able to look at that data, correlate, and draw the diagram for you. And it would be very few steps, as I said, and accuracy would be 100% with respect to the analysis that has been done. Now, that's the part that, let me demo that to you. It is in roadmap, not yet out. We're talking about this.
With Visio Data Visualizer, you can convert your process data in Excel into process flowcharts in Visio. Starting from the new cross-functional flowchart template, you land into a diagram canvas, which is capable of understanding the Excel data. To begin with, you attach the data visualizer container with an Excel process map that encapsulates the process of your organization. Visio is smart enough to understand the process map schema from Excel. The diagram thus created ensures efficiency, standardization, and compliance, as these are created automatically from Excel with the configuration of the business analyst's choice. Once the diagram is created, you can use the shape data to apply the data graphics and show live process metrics and corresponding legend on top of the process diagram. This helps the executives understand visually via the dashboard the bottlenecks and concern areas. With a single button, data-driven diagram creation, any analyst within the organization with minimum knowledge about Visio can use the process data of the organization to create standardized process diagrams. Excel, out of the box, supports process map template for flowchart and cross-functional flowchart. You can find these in the Excel backstage. Process map template is easy to use. It is very well articulated in a step-by-step manner to ensure minimum adoption and learning curve. Once the process map data is filled as per the as-is or to-be requirements, it is ready to be converted to a diagram. If you are interested in knowing more about this feature, please sign up at http://aka.ms/visio-dv.
Now, the interesting part about this is that this whole automatic visualization of your processes, and it can actually apply to a number of things apart from processes, was that the question is that, oh, this template is fixed. The answer is yes and no. Yes, this particular template is fixed. But the capabilities that we're talking about is essentially that you have your own process description or process data in different format, in a different schema altogether in Excel, and you can actually import that. Then there are a set of wizard actions that you can actually do, associate certain things, and you can create that diagram. Once you have created that template, then you don't have to do that again. And that template which you have created will be able to magically again convert your data into diagram in the format that you actually give or have already provided. So entire organization now can use that format without going through the additional steps of converting or associating different data to different shapes. So that is essentially an extensible, a very extensible part of the story. Now, what happens after your creation part? You actually move to the validation part. And we have been very good at providing, understanding this reason why the entire thing about validation is important. If you look at process modeling or mapping, it has always been an exercise where different departments have been involved, different users have been involved, and they all work very collaboratively. So we have that capability which is important for expert collaboration. And there are a couple of things that are very important here. And all of this are enabled in Visio already, and we talked about that. One is access. And when you talk about access, ubiquity and fidelity is very critical. And when we talk about feedback, you should be able to capture that feedback, go to the, I would say, a very micro level of detail, and look at that feedback, which is associated with shape data, and share that. And also, you can do a bunch of corrections there, so you are able to get to a very optimized process. Now, thing that has actually changed here, and this is about a use case where the same thing that I talked about is applicable. For the sake of time, skipping this. Now, the thing that is actually changing here is essentially the online consumption that we have been using in Visio so far has been based on Visio services, which required you to have SharePoint licenses. Now, this is moving online, which is essentially available into Office 365 infrastructure, and you will be able to consume your diagrams with that. And that's a very quick demo, and it has high fidelity. One of the things that we heard about is that the fidelity of the current version or the current solution through web was not so great. So this will have highest fidelity and great performance. So let's quickly look at this demo.
With Visio Online, you can consume diagrams from any device using your favorite browser. Let's start with a process diagram created in Visio Desktop. Share your diagram with anyone across the organization by first saving your diagram to SharePoint. Click on the file to open your diagram in Visio Online. You can share the diagram directly from Visio Online through email, or simply generate a link that you can copy and use anywhere. With Visio Online, you can consume your diagrams in high fidelity. You can use pan and zoom window to navigate around a large and complex diagram with a bird's eye view of the larger picture. In Visio Online, you can also access hyperlinks to other pages of the diagram, web pages, or other documents. If you want to see the metadata associated with shapes, select any shape and open the Shape Info pane. Use Find to quickly locate a specific object without going through all the shapes in the diagram. Visio Online also provides a way to view comments from your colleagues or add your own. Using Visio Online, you can easily convert your diagrams into dashboards. Simply save a data-connected file on SharePoint and monitor the updates from anywhere. With Visio Online, anyone in your organization can view diagrams from a web browser. Get started today at aka.ms/visio-online.
So this is currently in preview, but within a few weeks of time, this would be generally available. And you will be able to use the power of Visio Online to consume the diagrams, the powerful complex diagrams that you have created. Now, the extension of this is essentially what we talk about, why is so critical, is a bunch of monitoring thing that needs to be done. And if you look at a normal sequence that you will see why Visio Online will enable this monitoring much more powerfully is you'll have an operations team which actually visualize companies' process to track what's happening, what's the execution there. So the diagram, for example, is created by a business analyst, and then this diagram is published into the cloud. But when it is data linked, your operations team can actually look at that process diagram along with data, what's happening. So that's a part about monitoring, and it's a very simple process. You have a content that has been created, and then you link data sources, and it could be SharePoint, and put it into SharePoint. And then the data consumer or operations team can actually see both the diagram and the real-time live data here. So this is a demo with connectivity that you will see on Visio Online with the data. And so you can see how...
Megan Bowen, operations manager for Fabricam Motors, starts your day by viewing the current status of suppliers and operating units on a Visio Online dashboard. She quickly notices that the assembly line's production is below target. To get more information on the possible cause, Megan opens a hyperlink to the assembly line dashboard. The assembly line dashboard is connected to live data. Megan can view each station's operating status and inventory levels in real time. Megan immediately sees that the paint station's inventory is low and the engine fitting station is down. She zooms in for a more detailed view. Megan can get additional detail on any station through the Shape Info link. For paint, the inventory count is 43 versus the minimal required of 50. The paint shortage needs immediate attention. Using live links for the paint station contacts, Megan can quickly follow up through Skype or Outlook. Next, Megan clicks the hyperlink next to the engine fitting station to get more information on why it is down. The hyperlink opens an operational manual for a forklift at the engine fitting station. Megan sees that the electrics maintenance protocol has not been started. This needs immediate attention, so she shares the manual with the plant maintenance supervisor. She can do this right in Visio Online. The sharing invitation has several options for permissions and sign-in. The supervisor can view the manual in high fidelity with just a browser in Visio Online, even if she doesn't have the Visio client installed, enabling her to start the electrics maintenance protocol right away.
So we looked at this demo. There was something missing in this demo, and that's what I wanted to focus. And this demo is essentially about only the operations part of the world. It does not include what we look at when we look at business transformation. What are the goals of the business transformation? What are the results that you actually wanted to achieve? What are the KPIs? How you're measuring business? And that's where we're introducing this concept of monitoring through a unified view. And the key principle here is essentially one is that it has to be live, which is very critical when you're looking at operations. It has to be frictionless in the sense that you already have certain diagrams which you have created, and the integration with the data or the business results that you actually want to do should be frictionless. And all of this intelligence that you're looking, for example, from the way you are analyzing your business should be able to combine. That's a unified view, and it should be interactive. For example, if you're looking at a certain matrix in the business side of things, you should be able to combine that, what's happening in your operations side of the world. That's the interactive part which will help you. And the biggest advantage, of course, is that your operations diagram or your process diagram convey that context, which is important. That context of the real world will apply to what you're looking at from your business perspective. So let's look at some of the key highlights here. For example, when you see here, this is essentially a company which has got in a retail store, and they have got display racks here. And you'll find that, okay, there are certain inventory levels which are actually low here, and that has been highlighted here. I'll leave it that. So you'll find that there is a little bit of discrepancy in inventory level of certain quantities. And if you compare a certain items, and then if you compare this with respect to some other store, which is part of the diagram, then you realize that if you go deeper into this particular retail store, which has a particular item high in inventory, while the other stores have those items selling fast. So if you go deeper into this, you'll find that, oh, there are certain, and this is essentially correlating that particular matrix that you're tracking as business side with the operations side, and you'll find that, oh, there are certain access issues with that, and hence you cannot actually, your customers are not able to reach out to that. So that's the concept that you'll see here, why, and this is, of course, applicable to a number of other places as well. So you can find these access issues, and you can actually fix that. And so the net, the point is that on the right side, what you see here is essentially business intelligence. You'll find a bunch of KPIs where you look at your sales number, you look at the way your growth is happening, and you have all of these matrix and analysis done, and you have a certain goal. Now, this is one side of the picture. The other side of the picture is what operational intelligence, or Visio, provides in the dashboarding today is about the context, which is very critical, which describes where this particular thing is happening, or the interconnections. It could be physical interconnections, for example, in computers, or operations where there are logical connections and activities that are happening. Now, if you can correlate these two, you can actually make much more intelligent inferences about this. So you'll have insights, say, on the business side of thing, and you'll be able to analyze that to two different dimensions. One is where you can actually look at the context, and this is applicable to where location is important, where environment influences are important, and the examples could be floor plan, as we talked about, or retail layout, or any kind of logistics. Or the second part is the why part. Why is that happening? And then you'll find that there are certain operations which are sensitive to where they are connected to, and it could be, for example, we're talking about your network diagrams, which have different computers connected, there are different loads, or we're talking about certain processes which are actually connectivity sensitive. For example, you could have certain process which is in bottleneck, which is creating a bottleneck to the entire system. So when you look at that result, associate that, you'll be able to make right inferences, because you can attribute certain factors that you see here to what is actually happening in operations. You can associate certain values and then select those values and see the impact of that overall in the dashboard that's happening in the operation side of the world. So, and further actions you can take, for example, you can do an alerting, triggering, and notifications as well. So this is what the unified dashboard is. So overall picture then looks like for you is that you are able to create diagrams, which is based on data, which is real data that you have. You can actually use that as well as for simulated data, come out with a process which is driven from data, which will have less errors, and you can do a great amount of validation with your experts in the team. And finally, you can actually use unified dashboards to look at the business results, combine them, so that your goals for business transformation are met with the operational efficiency that you actually wanted to create. All right, I'll take any questions that if you have. So the consumption experience, if you have the Visio file and if you have Office 365 or even OneDrive account, at some point of time you should be able to get that free. So there are two parts of the question. First, let me address the mobility part of it, which is applicable even to the diagrams, not just dashboards. And for example, if you have tried out Visio Viewer on iOS that we recently released. The view is actually optimized for that device, and you'll find the features like pan and zoom, which allows you to actually look at that particular thing on a small screen as well. And essentially, you can see a micro-level view and a macro-level view, and you can zoom in further and look at those details. So certain devices, certainly the view is there. And the same could be made available for dashboards as well. Yes, please. Yes. Right. So you could actually connect to multiple data sources, but essentially what you are looking at is that your certain portions of the diagram will connect to certain data source and certain portions of the diagram will connect to. That's certainly possible. And what we talked about from a unified dashboard perspective is a bunch of intelligence data and how can you actually drill down on that particular data and see that reflection happening here. That is limited to one data source that you are actually looking at. Yes, please. Yeah, so this is actually a great question, great suggestion, I would say. We are actually working on that as well. It is in our roadmap to be able to, trigger and also take certain control actions on that. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Yes, please. Yeah, so the dashboard features are not available on mobile, that I actually mentioned, but what is available is any mobile device. You can try out with the browser that is there, and it should function there. Data refresh. Yes, the data refresh should be there. Yes, that's correct. All right, thank you so much for your time. You've been a great audience, and of course, you'll enjoy your sessions later in the day. Thank you very much. If you want to connect with me, I'll be in the speaker lounge after this session, and you can actually follow a bunch of things that are there on Twitter for MS Visio on Twitter and MSFT Visio on Facebook and Microsoft Visio.